verse 15 says, "And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean among the sheaves and reproach her not, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose up for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley." Lord Jesus, may you add the blessing to your word tonight. Lord, touch hearts and lives, and Lord, move as only you can. Lord, we pray this is in your holy name. Amen. Boaz, picture of God the Father. God's behind it all. We read that scripture just a minute ago out of Psalms. God's everywhere. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, every door you go through. We looked at the doors yesterday, the different exits, the options we have to leave here. You know, if you go through that door, that was the good door to go out of yesterday. That's a good door. On the other side of that door is God. Because that's where he wanted you to go. That's a great door to go out of. Man, it's nothing like going exactly down the path and the avenue that God wants you to go. You know what happens when you open that door? God's there. God's there. The door back there wasn't a great door to go through because that's the door we came through. That's the door we came in on. That's the door we used earlier. But you know what? If you go back there and you use that door, when you open that door up, you know who's there? God's there too. It wasn't the best option. You've already been through that door. You already know that door is from where you came. You can't go back there anymore. There's nothing left for you back there. But you know what? He's still there. God's still there. And you know, that this door was the worst door to go through because I was standing there with a very sharp object poking it at Bryson's knees, trying to get him to go the other way. But you know, if he would have made it through or he would have kept fighting, you know what Paul found out as he kept fighting God, as he kept rebelling against God? You know what he found? He found Jesus on the Damascus Road. He found out that even though he was persecuting Christians, even though he was fighting, even though he was doing all of that, God was there. He was still there. We see God's care, his command. Here in this story, Boaz was so caring for Ruth. He gave this purpose out, and he wanted to show his care and his concern to take care of her. He wanted to make sure this woman was taken care of. You find that in the book of Ruth, it was, we've seen it's a very spiritual book, but the children of Israel used it as a very practical book. It was used to teach the people how to help the poor. It was. It was used to teach them how to take care of the people, the poor and the needy around them, to make sure that they were well taken care of. And it's this story, it's Boaz's care and concern for Ruth that taught them and teaches us how to love one another. Cain asked God, he said, "Am I my brother's keeper?" The answer is yes. We ought to have care. We ought to have concern for our people. If there's somebody around us that hungers, we need to feed them. If we have bread, I'm not talking about the bread of life. If somebody's hungry and they need to eat, get them a loaf of bread. Stop debating whether they deserve it or not. Stop debating whether they worked for it or not. Hey, you didn't work for everything you got either. Sometimes the Lord just put down a handful of purpose for you and said, "Here, eat it up." We worry too much about who is worthy of our help when we ought to be just caring and concerned for the people of this world. I'm glad when I didn't deserve it, somebody cared for me. When I didn't earn it, when I didn't work for it, somebody cared for me. Young people, have a heart. Have compassion. Go up with your church. Go to the homeless mission. Go somewhere. Go on a missions trip. Go to a third world country. Go across the street. Find somebody. Go with your youth pastor into a tent community. Find some people that are hurting and help them. When you'll do it, you'll find yourself doing what Jesus did. We sit up here in our air-conditioned churches and our padded pews and our suits and ties, and we don't care a bit in the world what it was like to be Jesus. The person we're supposed to model ourselves after was on the streets. The main ridicule he had was because he was sitting and he was eating with sinners and publicans. He was going where they were. He is everywhere. He is in the place where the people say, don't go there, it's dangerous. Guess what? It's not too dangerous for God. Those people aren't worthy. They don't deserve it. We see that in this book. God's care and God's love for people. Nobody else noticed Ruth except for Boaz because of his compare, his compassion, his care for the hurting. His purpose, we saw earlier today, we saw it was meant for Ruth. Everything that Boaz was doing was to bring Ruth into his home. Everything was for a desired purpose to make her his wife so that they would have a family. That was Boaz's purpose, but God's purpose was to bring forth Jesus Christ, was to bring a Savior. God, Boaz might have had a big purpose, but God had a huge purpose. He had the biggest purpose ever in mind. He was going to, and David being the king, her being the great-grandmother of David, man, it's awesome and it's great. But no better than Jesus. Far, far away from how good Jesus is. This one point I want to see. We saw Boaz, we saw Ruth, but there's a group of people here we never hardly talk about. It says, when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men. You know why we never talk about them? Because they don't have any names. It's a group of young men. Our other parts of the scripture, they're called his servants. Just a group of nobodies. A group of nobodies. A group of nothing. It's just the servants, the workers. He says, let her glean among the sheaves and reproach her not, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. May we have these young men. These servants, hardly anybody ever preaches about them, gives them a second thought. When you read the scripture, you don't think much of it because it's all about Boaz and Ruth at this point. It's all about them. But you know, there was somebody doing the work. There was some young people there who were counted on to do the service of the Lord.
Amen.
I am sick and tired of people getting upset because they don't get their way. I'm sick and tired of every week dealing with somebody who's not getting the credit they deserve, not getting the opportunity that they should get, not having the job that they should do, not doing this, not doing that. Man, would to God I would be the nameless worker in the kingdom of God. Man, it would be awesome. Just to be a doorkeeper at the tent.
Amen.
In the service of the king. Boy, it would be good enough just to be called to sweep and vacuum the floors. Man, to serve a bowl at the soup kitchen. Just to do a little bit to share the gospel. What if nobody ever knows my name? What if nobody ever cares about anything I ever did? You know what? Jesus knows who I am. Pope mentioned that his name was written in the book of life. You might never know who I am, and it doesn't matter, but God has written my name down. God cares who I am, and God cares who you are. But don't get too high-minded for yourself. Don't worry about everybody else. Just be glad Jesus knows your name. If God knows your name, that's good enough. But I believe the army used to say they were looking for a few good men. I believe God is looking for some young people. Amen. That don't care if anybody knows their name. But they're going to serve God. And they're going to do it with their whole heart and their whole life. They're going to give them everything that they have. Man, these were the workers. They had been gleaning the field. They were trained. They had been brought up to do that work. They were paid staff of Boaz. And the Lord says, go and drop some. That's the stuff they would have gotten in trouble for. But this day, they were to do the work and to pour it out. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that what they just sang about? He poured it out. the servants, they work and they pour. They work and they pour. You read and you pour. You read it and you preach it. You read it and you witness. Handfuls of purpose. Here, there, everywhere where God tells you to go. Nobody knowing your name. Nobody caring. Say, but Pastor, I want to be somebody. It's better to be a nobody in the kingdom of God. Because those that are least. He said, Jesus said of John the Baptist, there's not a greater born except the least. He said, the least will be the greatest. The ones that have no name. The one that nobody cares about. The ones who, when you read the Word of God about them, you just gloss right over them. You don't think anything about them. Yet they were the ones that were prodding and steering Ruth into the place that she needed to be with Boaz, making this relationship possible, making everything happen. And now King David's going to be born a few generations later. Jesus is going to be born many generations later. All these things happened because some servants were willing to leave some handfuls of purpose around for her to get. Would to God, young men, nobody would know your name. I'm tired of people coming out just because there's a big name preacher. I truly, in my heart of hearts, wonder about that. And you can say what you want, but I would rather just be one of the young men. Just let me be a servant. Just let me be a worker in the kingdom of God. If the Lord finds me somehow suitable, so somehow that He can use a wretch like me. Man, if I can, maybe I won't ever get that much, but I can just lay out maybe just every once in a while, I don't have buckets for you, Joe. Just a handful every once in a while. If I can just come along somewhere and God will just let me just pour out a little bit. Oh, would to God He'd use me. Would to God He'd make a difference through me. Young people, God wants to use you. He wants you to be a true servant. But we read in that scripture this morning that He doesn't have servants. You remember that in the book of John? He said, I don't call you servants, but I'm going to call you friends. Right. See, remember, you always got to remember in these stories that it really is just a picture. Boaz isn't God. God's God. And He had real servants, but we're God's friends. And He loves us because we're His friend. And He uses us because we're His friends. God's not looking for a few young servants. And He's not like the army looking for a few young men. He's looking for some friends that can be counted on, brother. That can do the work. That won't care about their name, but only care about the name of Jesus Christ and lift Him up. As we stand together tonight,